Good morning.
Good morning.
What a joy it is to be here today.
For en glede det å være sammen I dag.
And to sing with you all.
Til å synge sammen.
It's really a joy.
Det en stor glede.
Let me read our text for today.
Vi skal lese dagens tekst I dag.
It'll be up on the screen in Norwegian.
Den på norsk da på veggen.
And I'll sing it, or I'll read it.
Og han synger den, nei, han leser den.
In English.
Yeah, på engelsk.
Now, the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Let's pray.
Let's pray.
Lord Jesus, we ask that you would be with us now.
Herre, vi ber at du skal være sammen med oss nå.
Lord, you would break our hearts for the lost sheep.
At du utfordrer og bryter ned våre hjerter for den ene, for den fortapte.
That you would break our hearts for the one.
At du knuser våre hjerter for den ene.
And that you would cause the love of the gospel to shine in our hearts.
Og at vi ber at evangeliets kjærlighet skal få lyse I våre hjerter.
In the power of your gospel to be shown in our lives.
At kraften I evangeliet skal bli synlig gjennom våre liv.
Help me to decrease as you increase in this place.
Herre, hjelp meg å avta at du må vokse på dette sted.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, like I said, it's a joy to be here.
Som jeg sa, det en stor glede for meg å være her.
It's always an honor to be up here and to speak to all of you.
Det bestandig en glede og en ære for meg å tale Guds ord her.
As most of you know, for about the last 2 months, I've been traveling around Europe.
Som mange vet, så de siste 2 månedene så har jeg reist rundt omkring I Europa.
Having events and preaching and gatherings.
Hadde ulike events og prekener og samlinger.
And that whole tour is called Carry the Love.
Og hele denne turen den heter Carry the Love, eller bære fram kjærligheten.
And for those of you who don't know, I've been a full-time missionary for the last 6 years with Youth with a Mission.
For de som ikke kjenner det til, så har jeg vært en fulltidsmisjonær med gjennom Ungdom I Oppdrag de siste 6 årene.
Inside of YWAM, I'm part of a group called the Circuit Riders.
Og en del av Ungdom I Oppdrag, så det en gruppe som heter Circuit Riders.
And every year in the winter time, we go on the Carry the Love tour.
Så på vinterhalvåret hvert år så har vi denne turnéen Carry the Love.
Where we plan events in Europe and in America.
Hvor vi planlegger ulike samlinger og events I Skandinavia og Europa.
And a group of about 300, 400 missionaries get into small teams and travel.
Og en gruppe på 300-400 misjonærer danner ulike småteam og reiser rundt I Europa.
Using all the money that they have and don't have.
Bruker alle pengene de har.
And the money they don't have.
Og penger de ikke har.
All to spread the gospel in the universities and to the youth.
Alt for å være med å dele evangeliet med ungdommen og inn på universitetene.
And so for the last 2 months, that's what I've been doing.
For de siste 2 månedene så det jeg har holdt på med.
Preaching almost every day.
At det har vært, og det har forkynnet Guds ord nesten hver kveld.
A message of carrying the love of Christ to the people around us.
Et budskap om det å bære Kristi kraft og Kristi kjærlighet ut til menneskene.
And so today I want through the text that I just read.
Så gjennom denne teksten som jeg har lest,
I want to share some stories of the things we saw these past months.
Så vill jag också dela någon historier och vittnesbörd om det vad som har skett dessa sista 2 månaderna.
My good friend Nick is with us today.
Min gode vän Nick, han är också med oss idag.
He was a leader on one of the other teams here in Europe.
Han var ledare för ett av de andra teamen här i Europa.
We have been friends ever since I came into Circuit Riders 6 years ago.
Så vi har varit vänner sen jag kom in i Circuit Riders för 6 år sedan.
Just so you can hear a story about him, what happened in Spain this year.
Så du ska få en historia som skedde i Spanien detta året.
Nick was preaching at a Carry the Love event.
Nick var preka på en sån Carry the Love
in Madrid.
Samling i Madrid.
And when he was preaching the message that basically we all preach.
Så när han talade det budskapet som vi ofta talade i den här kampanjen.
It's a message that shows how big God is in this world.
Och det är ett budskap som handlar om hur stor Gud är i denna världen.
His power, his holiness.
Hans kraft, hans helighet.
What he has done through the power of the cross through his death.
Vad han har gjort genom döden på korset.
To bring in lost sheep.
Till att vem samla in förtappade själar.
So as Nick is preaching,
så när Nick talade Guds ord,
he noticed that the translator starts to slow down.
Så märker han att översättaren började och försiktigt trappa ner eller bli vart liksom försiktig.
And it comes to the point where the translator's not saying anything at all.
Och så precis så sa inte översättelsen någon översätter någonting.
And it turns out Nick looks over to the translator.
Så Nick så på den som översatt.
And he's just weeping and crying.
Så står han bara och gråt.
And what has to happen is he has to stop translating.
Så då måste han stoppa och översätta.
And they bring another person up to translate.
Så kom den nya en som skulle översätta.
And as Nick continues to preach about the greatness of God.
Och när Nick fortsätter att bara tala om Guds storhet.
The new translator begins to cry.
Så började den nya översättelsen bara att grina.
And so they take a second for everyone to gather themselves.
Så de tog en liten sån timeout för att bara samla sig själv.
And they continued on from there.
Och så fortsatte de från det.
I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
Jag har inte sett något sånt tidigare.
I would really love to see that.
Skulle gärna sett det.
So that's Nick, he's with us.
Så det är Nick som är med oss.
This is my team.
Detta är det teamet som jag leder.
We were the biggest team of all of the circuit riders in the world.
Så vi var det största teamet för circuit riders i världen.
So we were very blessed to come to Norway.
Så vi var väldigt välsignade för att komma till Norge.
Where we can spend all of our money.
Och vi kunde bruka våra pengar.
Yes, I don't think much of them have any money after this.
Det var inte så mycket igen efter turen.
So let's get into our text a little bit more. Let's skip that. It says, now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. Notice here in the text about the tax collectors and sinners.
Lägg märke till det som nämns om tollare och syndare.
How they were drawn to Jesus.
Hvordan de var trekt till Jesus.
So it shows us who Jesus is.
Det är med att visa lite vem Jesus är.
Draws people to himself.
Han drar människor till sig.
His love, of course.
Hans kärlek.
His affection toward these people.
Hans utstrålning till dessa människor.
His mercy and compassion.
Hans barmhärtighet. Hans omsorg.
Those drew people to
himself. Det drar människor till han.
But even more than that.
Men mer än det.
That he's God.
Han är Gud.
And these people, these tax collectors and sinners.
De som var tollare och syndare.
These are people who have this God-shaped hole in their heart.
Som har ett hull i hjärtat hvor Gud har ett skapt hull i hjärtat.
And they're using their sin to try to satisfy that hole.
Och de brukar synden för att försöka tillfredsställa detta rummet.
And this
i sitt liv.
This God man, Jesus.
Och så kommer Gud, son, människa Jesus,
who's very God of very God.
Som är Gud.
comes into their lives,
kommer in i deres liv,
and he starts to satisfy them.
Och så börjar han att tillfredsställa.
He starts to fill that hole.
Så börjar han att fylla detta tomrummet.
People have tasted him.
Någon har fått smaken på han.
And they start to draw near to him.
Så börjar de att komma sig närmare. Han blir dratt närmare han.
I need more of that.
Jag trenger mer av detta.
And we think sometimes when we hear verses like this.
Vi tänker ofta kanske när vi hör vers som detta.
At the tax collectors and sinners.
At toller och syndare.
And we're so quick to think that we would be right there with Jesus, welcoming them.
Vi vill vara där. Vi tänker om oss själva att vi är rätt där vid Jesus bara för att ta emot dem.
Maybe we see them as the poor.
Kanske vi ser det som de fattiga.
Who haven't done anything wrong? They just have had bad luck.
Som inte har gjort något särskilt fel, men de har varit uheldiga.
And we're okay with who Jesus is bringing into him.
Vi är glada för de som Jesus bringer och kommer dem som Jesus bringer in.
But the word is much stronger than that.
Men ordet är mycket starkare än det.
Like these are people that are offending us.
Det är människor som skapar anstöt i oss.
We have to think that the people who are drawing near to Jesus here,
at de mennesker som blir dratt nær Jesus,
are the people that would offend us the most.
Er mennesker som gir oss anstøt.
Like think of a tax collector.
Når vi tenker på en toller,
a Jew in this day,
en jøde på den tiden,
who's employed by the Roman Empire to take our money,
som var ansatt av det romerske imperiet for å ta deres penger.
We can think of here during the Second World War.
Vi kan tänka här under andra världskrig.
When the Germans came to Norway.
När tyskarna kom till Norge.
And I'm sure there were some Norwegians that helped them and sided with them and were on their team.
Ja, vi vet också att det var någon som var på deras lag i Norge som joinade med tyskarna.
And were traitors.
Och var förrädare.
That's who these people are to the Jews of this day.
Det var det de var för judarna.
They're traitors.
Det var förrädare.
And if Jesus were to come,
och när Jesus kom,
and those people were to draw near to him,
och de var dratt nära Jesus,
what would we think?
Vad tänker vi då?
So who is coming near to Jesus?
Vem är det som kommer nära till Jesus?
The murderer is coming near to him.
Mordare.
The rapist is coming near to him.
Våldtäktsmän.
Vladimir Putin is coming near to Jesus.
Putin.
And those are the people that offend us the most.
Det är kanske människor som vi tar anstöt till mest.
But I hope that the power of the gospel has shown in our hearts.
Men jag hoppas att kraften i evangeliet blir synlig i våra hjärtan.
And that we hear that those people are coming near to him.
Att när vi hör att människor drar sig närmare Jesus,
and we rejoice,
så gläder vi oss,
because we know,
för vi vet,
that we were once like these people,
för att vi var en dag en gång också som dem.
My dentist back in America,
min tandläkare hemma i Amerika,
he's one of the people who supports me monthly financially.
Han är en av de som är med och stöttar mig varje månad ekonomisk.
He once sent me a message.
Han sände mig en melding.
He said if we are not preaching the gospel,
han sa att hvis vi inte förkynner evangeliet,
maybe it's because we've forgotten the tragedy of being lost.
Så är det kanske fördi vi har mistat ämnen till att se den tragedien om det att vara förtappt.
So in
smärtan om att vara förtappt.
So when these draw near to Jesus,
så de vart trekt närmare Jesus,
we have to rejoice.
Vi må glede oss.
Because we know we are no better than them.
Vi vet att vi är inte något bättre än dem.
In fact, we may be worse than them.
Någon gång kan vi vara värre.
But notice the reaction of the religious leaders.
Men när vi ser på reaktionen bland de religiösa ledarna,
they grumble.
Så murrar de.
They complain.
De klagar.
They're angry.
De var sinte.
And it's clear throughout scripture.
Och det är klart och tydligt genom ordet.
And probably from our own life we can see.
Och genom kanske också våra liv vi kan se.
That the heart of the self-righteous person.
Att hjärtat till en självrättfärdig människa.
becomes angry
blir sint.
When the people far from God draw near to him.
Når mennesker langt borte fra Gud trekkes nær til ham.
If we remember the story Jesus told in Luke chapter 18.
Hvis vi husker historien Jesus fortalte i Lukas 18.
When the Pharisee and the tax collector go to pray.
Når tolleren og synderen kommer for å be.
And the Pharisee is praying really loud for everyone to hear him.
Og fariseeren han ber ut veldig høyt og tydelig.
And he's saying, I thank you, God.
Jeg takker deg, Gud.
That I'm not like others.
At jeg ikke som andre.
That I'm not like these thieves.
At jeg ikke som tyven.
Or these murderers.
Eller som mordere.
And then I'm not like this tax collector right here.
Og jeg ikke som denne tolleren som står der.
I thank you, God, that I'm not a sinner.
Jeg takker deg, Gud, for at jeg ikke en synder.
And we could see the camera pan over to the tax collector.
Og så kan vi se hvordan kamera dreier seg mot tolleren.
And he's just there beating his chest.
Og han bare slår seg selv på brystkassa.
And he says, God, be merciful to me,
Gud,
a sinner.
Vis barmhjertighet mot meg. Jeg en synder.
That's the reaction of the self-righteous.
Der ser vi reaksjoner hos en selvrettferdig.
To look at others and think that they're better.
Til å se på andre og tenke at jeg bedre.
But the heart of a follower of Jesus.
Men hjertet til en etterfølger av Jesus.
That truly knows God.
Som kjenner Gud.
Says, be merciful to me.
Vær barmhjertig mot meg.
That's my only hope, is that you're merciful to me.
Det min eneste lengsel og håp, at du barmhjertig mot meg.
When we were in Hamar.
Når vi var i Hamar.
One of the other leaders on our team, a girl named Iggy.
Så var det en leder på et annet team som heter Iggy.
Was at the mall, she needed to buy new pants because her other ripped.
Så hun måtte på butikken og kjøpe seg noen nye bukser, for de andre buksene hadde gått i stykker.
And she saw this woman in H&M with her.
Og hun så en dame som sto der i minibanken sammen med henne.
And this woman looked a little bit wild.
Og denne dama så litt sånn vill ut.
And she felt the Lord put on her heart.
Men hun kjente at Gud la noe på hjertet hennes.
To simply tell this woman that God loves her.
For å gjøre det enkelt å bare fortelle at Gud elsker deg.
And in that moment, Iggy said no.
Og i det øyeblikket så sa Iggy nei.
She started to have a little bit of a panic attack.
Hun hadde litt sånn panikkattack.
So she just bought her pants and left.
Så hun bare kjøpte buksene og så gikk hun.
But as she was leaving the mall,
men når hun gikk ut fra kjøpesenteret,
the same lady walked right in front of her out the door before her.
Og så gikk den samme dama foran henne ut av døra.
And she goes, okay, I see what's happening here.
Og så tenker hun, Gud, jeg ser hva som skjer her.
So she stops her really quick.
Så hun stopper henne ganske raskt.
It says, hello, I just gotta tell you something.
Hun stopper henne og sier, hei, jeg må bare fortelle deg noe.
But have you ever heard that God loves you?
Har du noen ganger hørt at Gud elsker deg?
And the woman starts to cry hysterically.
Og så begynte hun å bare strigråte.
She bends over and just starts to weep.
Og hun bare bøyer seg over og bare starter å gråte.
And that's a great reaction.
Og det jo en sterk reaksjon.
But maybe not the one we were expecting.
Ikke kanskje en reaksjon som vi hadde ventet.
So Iggy and this woman begin to talk.
Så Iggy og denne dama begynte å samtale.
She brings her back to the church that we are having our event at.
Og hun tar henne med tilbake til den kirken der vi har samlingene.
And for about 3 hours, Iggy and another girl on the team speak to this woman about God.
Og i 3 timer så har de en samtale hvor de må dele evangeliet og tale om Gud med denne dama.
About the cross.
Om korset.
Repentance from sin.
Omvendelse fra synd.
Surrendering your life to Jesus.
Om å overgi sitt liv til Jesus.
Into giving up drugs and everything.
Og gi opp narkotika og alt.
This woman admitted to them that she was addicted to meth.
Og dama, hun innrømmer at hun var avhengig av amfetamin.
And towards the end of this conversation, she gave her life over to Jesus.
Og i løpet av denne samtalen så ga hun gav hun livet sitt til Jesus.
Surrendering everything to him.
Og ga alt til ham.
And so they asked, do you know anybody that could help you through this journey?
Og så spurte de, kjenner du noen som kan hjelpe deg gjennom denne reisa?
To get off drugs and to follow Jesus.
Til å komme av narkotika og det å være en etterfølger av Jesus.
She goes, yes, I think I know somebody, and they gave, she gave them a phone number.
Ja, jeg tror jeg kjenner noen, og så fikk de et telefonnummer.
And so Iggy calls this lady.
So Iggy, hun ringte denne dama.
Says, hi, you don't know who I am, but...
Du sa, hi, du vet ikke hvem jeg er.
We're at this church, and I'm speaking with this lady.
Vi her i kirka, og jeg snakker med denne kvinnen.
And she's just surrendered her life over to Jesus.
Og hun har akkurat overgitt livet sitt til Jesus.
And she says that you are somebody who can help her.
Og hun sier at du en som kan være med å hjelpe henne.
And the woman on the phone begins to cry.
Og så begynner dama på telefon å gråte.
And she goes, you need to know something.
Så han, du trenger å vite noe.
About 18 years ago, me and that lady were best friends.
For 18 år siden så var jeg og denne dama bestevenner.
We were both addicted to drugs together.
Vi var begge avhengige av narkotika sammen.
But I became a Christian.
Men jeg ble en kristen.
And I walked away from that life.
Og jeg har vendt meg bort ifra dette livet.
But in this relationship was broken between me and my friend.
Men relasjonen og vennskapet mellom oss ble brutt.
And you can know 100%.
Og du skal vite 100%.
That I am going to help my friend.
At jeg vil hjelpe min venn.
So that those are the type of people drawing near to Jesus.
Slike mennesker var så trekt nær Jesus.
Not the ones who are healthy.
Ikke bare de som sunne,
but the ones who are sick and need a doctor.
Men dem som syke og trenger en lege.
The ones who are far away from Jesus.
De som langt borte fra Jesus.
Are the ones that he is chasing after.
Også de som han etterjager.
We can look at the next verse.
Vi kan se på de neste versene.
So he told them a parable. What man of you having 100 sheep, if he lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulder, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his family and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep that was lost. One thing I want to point out in these verses,
noe som jeg vil vektlegge i dette avsnittet,
and to bring our attention to,
til å bringe litt oppmerksomhet rundt,
is who is celebrated in this text?
Hvem det som blir feiret i denne teksten?
When you read this, who do you come going, wow, that's amazing?
Hvem det du ser kommer, wow, og kommer med begeistring?
Is it the sheep?
Det søven?
We say, good job, sheep.
God jobb, søven.
You did it, you got lost.
Du greide å gå deg vill.
Or is it the shepherd?
Eller det hyrden?
The shepherd who walks and finds the sheep.
Og hyrden som går og leter etter søven.
The one who goes into danger just to get this one sheep back.
Han som villig til å gå igjennom fare for å finne denne ene sauen.
It reminds me of the book of Isaiah.
Det minner meg om et avsnitt i Jesaja.
It says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. That's us.
Det oss.
We are sheep.
Vi som sauer.
Not smart.
Ikke så smart, kanskje.
Not clever.
Ikke så flinke.
At every chance we get, we have run away from the shepherd.
Og ved enhver mulighet så har vi brukt anledningen til å springe bort fra
han som hyrden. And we go our own way.
Og så går vi våre egne veier.
And the shepherd has followed us.
Og hyrden, han har fulgt etter.
And he's found us.
Og han har funnet oss.
When the sheep runs through dangerous rivers,
når sauen går imot farlige elvestryk,
and thorny bushes,
og tornefulle busker,
and steep high mountains,
og dype bratte fjellskrenter,
the shepherd has gone through the same.
Så har hyrden også gått igjennom det samme.
The shepherd has felt the same pain as the sheep.
Hyrden har känt på den samma smärta som fåret har känt.
Yet rejoices when he finds it.
Han gläder sig när han finner.
We had this amazing opportunity in Finland.
Vi hade en stor möjlighet I Finland.
We were in a city called Vasa.
Vi var I en by som heter Vasa.
And we had this opportunity to go and talk to the students at a school about Jesus.
Och så hade vi möjligheter till att komma in på skolorna för att snacka med eleverna om Jesus.
We were allowed to go into two religious studies classes.
Vi kom in I två religionstimmar.
And completely take them over.
Och så fick vi hela timmen.
And yeah, we went crazy.
Och vi benyttade anledningen.
I think in a lot of countries we might have been the police might have kicked us out.
Kanske I någon land så politiet ville kasta oss ut.
But both of the teachers were part of the church we were partnering with.
Men bägge av lärarna som hade timmarna var en del av den kyrkan som eventen var I.
So there was a little more comfort to say things in the class.
Så det var lite mer komfortabelt att kunna säga något I den klassen.
But in the middle of the school day,
och mitt i skoledagen,
we were told that we could have a big meeting with all of the students of the school.
Så fick vi tillgång till att ha ett stort skolemöte mitt I fritimmen där.
And there was full freedom to say whatever we wanted.
Och där var det full frihet till att dela akkurat det som vi ville vara med och dela.
But the one thing about it was,
men en ting med det,
is that the students were not forced to come.
Men eleverna, de var ju inte tvingade eller pålagt till att vara där.
It was voluntary.
Det var frivilligt.
So we're there in the assembly hall.
Så vi är där I den samlingssalen.
Waiting for students to show up.
Väntar på att studenter ska komma.
And about 5 minutes before.
Och 5 minuter för.
There was about 8 students there.
Så var det runt 8 studenter där.
And I think we could probably fit like 200.
Och så kunde vi kanske ha plats till 200.
So in my like embarrassment and whatever.
Så I mina tankar så var det lite sån flaut.
I went to the bathroom for like 10 minutes.
Jag gick på toaletten I 10 minuter.
And I came back from the bathroom.
Och så kom jag tillbaka från toaletten.
And there was about 100-125 students in
there. Så var det 100-125 studenter där.
Here they are.
Här ser ni det.
And I was like, wow.
I think that wow.
I have very little faith, don't I?
Jag har väldigt liten tro.
And so I decided as one of the leaders of the team.
Så jag bestämde som en ledare för detta teamet.
That I was not going to be one to speak.
Att det inte jag som ska vara med och tala här på den förmiddagen.
I wanted to pick somebody who the students could relate to.
Jag ville att det någon som studenterna kunde relatera till.
Somebody young.
Någon som var yngre än mig.
Somebody from Scandinavia.
Någon som var från Skandinavia.
So I picked, you can barely see him, this guy named Jacob.
Så jag snackade med en som heter Jakob.
From Sweden.
Från Sverige.
Yeah, maybe that's not the most wise thing to trust a Swede.
Jag vet inte om det är mest stillesfull att stå på en svenska.
But we did it anyway.
Vi gjorde det.
And Jacob preached the same things that I've been saying before.
Och Jakob han var med och delte det budskapet som vi delte.
And he told them that your life now in school may seem like it's everything.
Det kan virka som att allt deras liv är allt detta är som är här på skolan.
But you have a big long life to live.
Men det har ett stort långt liv föran er.
And I'm asking you today.
Och jag spör dig idag.
To not waste your life.
Och inte kasta bort.
You have one life.
Du har ett liv.
Don't waste it.
Ikke kaste bort.
And the only way to not waste it.
Och den eneste måten för att ikke kaste det bort.
Is to give it completely to Jesus.
Är att ge det totalt över till Jesus.
100%.
100%.
Then Jacob went on to explain the cross.
Och så gick Jakob över för att vara med och dela något om korset.
And the love that Jesus showed there.
Den kärlek som Jesus visade oss där.
And in at the end of the meeting,
I slutet av mötet,
Jacob had everybody stand up and he asked them a question.
Fick Jakob dem alla till att resa sig och han ställde dem ett frågor.
He said, "Who in here wants to give your life completely to Jesus?"
Vem här önskar vem att ge livet sitt 100% över till Jesus?
I want you to raise your hand.
Jag vill att du ska lyfta din hand.
And 18 kids raised their hands.
Og 18 studenter løftet handa si.
And we got to speak with all of them.
Og vi fikk snakke med alle disse.
And we got to pray with all of them.
Vi fikk be sammen med de.
And I just think about their parents.
Og jeg begynte å tenke på deres foreldre.
Them coming home asking what happened at school.
Når de kommer hjem og de foreldrene spør hva skjedde på skolen I dag.
I think maybe becoming a Christian might be the last thing they ever thought of.
At foreldrenes siste tanke var kanskje å høre at ja, jeg ble en kristen på skolen I dag.
But it happened.
Men det skjedde.
And one thing I want to point out here.
Noe som jeg vil påpeke her.
Is that this happened in Europe.
At dette skjer I Europa.
Maybe we can see in the text.
At vi kan se I denne teksten.
This is where the sheep have run off to.
At dette hvor sauene har sprunget bort ifra til.
They've run somewhere far away from God.
De har sprunget langt borte fra Gud.
And they ran into Europe maybe.
Kanskje de sprang inn I Europa.
Where they feel like the shepherd will not find them and cannot find them.
Og tenke at hyrden vil ikke finne dem I Europa og kan ikke finne dem her.
And maybe some of them don't want the shepherd to find them.
Kanskje noen også vil ikke vil at hyrden skal finne dem.
So much so that they even have started to close the schools.
Så mye at de har startet noe med å lukke skolene.
To take God out of the schools.
Ta Gud ut av skolene.
I think they told us it's been about 30 years since somebody had a Christian event in a school in Finland.
De nevnte at det var kanskje nærmere 30 år siden det var noen som hadde en kristent arrangement der.
And that same shepherd
og den samme hyrden
walked into that school
kom inn I denne skolen, gikk inn I denne skolen
walked into that assembly
kom inn I denne samlingen
and found 18 sheep
og så fant han 11 får nei, 18 får
that belonged to him
som tilhørte han.
What a joy it is to know that the shepherd has gone through the same pain that we have.
For en styrke det å vite at hyrden har gått gjennom den samme smerten.
The lady that we partnered with in Sweden.
Den dama som vi koblet med I Sverige.
In Stockholm.
I Stockholm.
She is one of the most radical wild Christians I've ever met.
Hun en av de mest radikale ville kristne som jeg har møtt.
She grew up a part of the gangs in Sweden.
Hun vokste opp I et gjengmiljø I Stockholm.
She grew up in an abusive household.
Hun vokste opp I et hjem med misbruk.
Most of her friends and family, or most of her friends growing up are now dead from gang violence.
Og de fleste av de vennene hun hadde på den tiden død av gjengvold.
She had scars all down her arm where she had cut herself.
Hun hadde dype kutt over armene hvor hun hadde kuttet seg selv.
She wanted to end her life many, many times.
Hun hadde ville gjort slutt på livet mange, mange ganger.
But then one day somebody came into her life.
Men en dag så kom det noen inn I hennes liv.
And read her the words of the Bible.
Og leste henne noen ord ifra Bibelen.
From the book of Romans.
Fra romerne.
It says, while we were enemies with God, he died for us.
At mens vi var syndere, så døde Jesus for oss, fiende for ham.
And she saw there the love of Christ.
Og så fikk hun se Guds kjærlighet.
And she surrendered her life completely over to Jesus.
Og hun ga sitt liv over til Jesus.
And she has dedicated her life now to reaching gang members.
Og hun har gitt livet sitt for å være med og nå ut til disse gjengmiljøene.
Another far away place from the shepherd.
Et sted som ganske langt borte fra hyrden.
And her whole mission now in Sweden and in Stockholm is to do this.
Og hele hennes misjon og oppdrag I Stockholm dette.
Is to get as many Bibles as she can.
Og få så mange bibler som mulig.
And to give them to as many gang members as she can.
Og hvem gi det til så mange gjengmedlemmer som mulig.
When she became a Christian, she went to a Bible school.
Når hun ble en kristen, så startet hun på bibelskole.
And she told the leader of the school.
Så sa hun til lederen på skolen.
I need 1,000 Bibles.
Jeg trenger 1,000 bibler.
And if you saw this girl in here right now, you'd be amazed.
Og hvis du så denne dama her I dag nå, så vil du bli overrasket.
Tattoos on her face.
Tatoveringer I ansiktet.
Just a unique kind of person.
En helt speciell person.
Someone who looks like she came from the gangs.
Någon som ser ut som har kommit rätt ifrån ett gängmiljö.
And she goes, I need 1,000 Bibles.
Och hon säger, jag tränger 1,000 biblar.
Because I know that I can reach these gang members.
För jag vet att jag kan nå dessa gängmedlemmarna.
I know them personally.
Jag känner dem personligen.
And if I tell them the gospel,
och när jag förkynner dem evangeliet,
and if I give them this Bible,
och när jag ger dem denna bibeln,
they'll know God.
Så vill de lära känna Gud.
They'll give their life to him.
De vill ge livet sitt till han.
And she's seen countless gang members give their lives to Jesus. Du
har sett människor, så många som man inte kan tälla, som har gett livet sitt till Jesus och gängmedlemmar.
The whole community is filled with gang members.
Hela området är ju fyllt med gängmedlemmar.
And when we were having our event there.
Och när vi hade vårt arrangemang där.
I had the honor of preaching there.
Så hade jag glädjen av att tala där.
And I said the same message that we've always said.
Och vi talade det samma budskapet som vi talade de andra städerna.
And I got to see firsthand those lost sheep who look like they shouldn't be a part of this religious system.
Och för första gången så fick jag uppleva dessa som var dratt till Kristus, som kanske vi inte tegnade ett bild om att de tillhörde där.
These people who have done great violent things and have committed so many horrible sins.
Som har gjort så många vonde ting och vanskliga ting och tragiska ting.
In full freedom raising their hands and worshiping Jesus.
I full frihet reste sina händer och prisade Jesus.
Where are we on this text?
Var är vi i denna texten?
Because I want to know how in this day does the shepherd reach the sheep?
Jag tänker, hvordan kan hyrden nå fårene?
He's not physically here. Jesus is not physically here walking finding sheep.
Jesus, han ikke fysisk her og som går og leter etter fårene.
But he has determined.
Men han nysgjerrig på at han vil få det til.
He's
bestemt.
He's established his way of finding his sheep.
Han har etablert en vei hvordan han kan finne fårene.
Through you.
Genom oss.
Through me.
Genom mig.
Through us.
Genom oss.
We are the ones who will climb the mountains.
Vi är de som vill klättra över fjällena.
We are the ones who will go through the rivers.
Vi vill gå igenom älvarna.
See here in this text.
Se i denna texten här.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. All this from God, who through Jesus Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, but entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Here we are. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. God making his appeal through us, we implore you on behalf of Christ to be reconciled.
Amen.
The text here is clear.
Texten här är tydlig.
That we are the feet in the hands of the shepherd.
Att vi är redskap i Herrens hand.
He has established this ministry of bringing people back to God.
Han har etablerat en tjänst för att bringa människor tillbaka till Jesus.
And he's telling us to go.
Och han säger till oss att det är vi som ska gå.
And find my sheep.
Och finna sauven.
There's this there was this amazing worship leader in America a long time ago.
Det var en härlig lovsångsledare i USA för många år sedan.
His name was Keith Green.
Hans namn var Keith Green.
And he said this amazing thing.
Och han sa den härliga tingen.
He says, "We do not need a word from Jesus to go."
Alltså, vi trenger ikke et ord ifra Jesus til å gå.
So many people who I'm around are waiting for words from Jesus to say, "Go to this place."
Det er så mange som jeg er rundt som sitter der og venter på et ord, at de skal få et ord ifra Jesus til å gå til dette stedet.
Or, I'm not gonna say the gospel to that person because I don't feel like Jesus is telling me to.
Nej, jag vill inte vara med och dela evangeliet därför jag känner inte att Jesus har sagt att jag ska göra det.
So You don't need a word from Jesus to go.
Du trenger ikke et ord fra Jesus for å gå.
And Keith Green says,
og Keith Green sa,
you need a word from Jesus to stay.
Du trenger et ord fra Jesus til å stå.
We're all called to go.
For vi alle kalt til å dra og gå ut.
But a special amount of us are called to stay.
Så det noen av oss som kalt til å stå igjen.
But the vast majority is called to go.
Men de fleste kalt til å dra.
And to use this ministry.
Til å bruke denne tjenesten.
To reconcile people to God.
Til å forsone mennesker med Gud.
Jesus is saying to us today.
Jesus sier til oss i dag.
That one in your life.
Den ene i ditt liv.
That one out of the 99.
Den ene av de 99.
Jesus is saying, I want that person.
Jesus sier, jeg ønsker den personen. Jeg vil ha den personen.
And I'm going to use you to get that person.
Og jeg vil bruke deg for å nå den ene.
Jesus wants them.
Jesus ønsker dem.
Two quick stories, because I'm going long here.
To kjappe historier. Tiden går fort.
We were traveling on the boat from Sweden to Finland.
Vi var på båten mellom Sverige og Finland.
I actually wasn't there. I think I was actually here.
Jeg var ikke på den båtturen, men jeg var kanskje her da.
One of the guys on our team saw these two young kids.
En av guttene på dette teamet som anså to andre gutter.
They were brothers, maybe 16 and 14 years old.
De var brødre, kanskje 14 og 16 år gamle.
And he goes over to them.
Og han går over til dem.
And he goes, "Have you guys ever heard this?"
Og han stiller spørsmålet, "Har dere noen gang hørt dette?"
That Jesus Christ died for you?
At Jesus Kristus døde for deg?
And they said no.
Og de sa nei.
And so he preached the whole gospel to them.
Og så begynte han bare å dele hele evangeliet med dem.
And he asked them, "Do you want a relationship with Jesus?"
Og så spurte de, "Vil dere ha en relasjon sammen med Jesus?"
And they both emphatically said, "Yes."
Og de begge sa ja.
We do.
Ja, vi vil ha.
And so what my friend Max did,
og det som min kamerat Max gjorde,
the whole team was eating dinner and he brought another guy over.
Og teamet, de spiste middag, men han fikk en kar over.
And he said, "Can we just pray for you guys?"
Og spurte, kan vi be for dere?
So they spent the next hour praying for these two kids.
Og de brukte den neste timen til å være med og be for disse to ungdommene.
Telling them what Jesus has invited them into.
Og fortelle dem hva Jesus hadde invitert dem til.
Showing them the Bible, how to read it.
Vise dem Bibelen, hvordan de kan lese den.
And then the kids went back to their parents.
Og så gikk ungdommene tilbake til sine foreldre.
So that ministry that God was setting up.
Den tjenesten som Gud reiser opp.
Was alive on this boat.
Var i live på denne båten.
And Max wasn't afraid of what the kids would think about them.
Og Max, han var ikke redd for hva ungdommene skulle tenke om han.
He wasn't afraid about his food getting cold.
Han brydde seg ikke om at maten hans ble kald.
Which it did.
Som den gjorde.
In fact, some people on the team had a good idea, they thought.
Noen på teamet hadde en god idé.
They said, "Max's food is getting cold."
Max sin mat blir kald.
Maybe we should eat it so it doesn't go to waste.
Kanskje vi kan spise den så den ikke går tapt.
So Max came back to no food.
Så Max kom tilbake til tom tallerken.
But two more sheep that joined the family.
Men to nye sauer som var lagt til familien.
When we were in Stavanger.
Når vi var i Stavanger.
I think Brigitte shared a little bit of this story.
Men Brigitte delte noe av historien.
I had the opportunity to preach to the youth at Brigitte's church.
Så hadde jeg mulighet til å være med og tale evangeliet der Brigitte har fellesskapet hun har vært en del av.
And there was probably about, I don't know, 200 youth there.
Det var kanskje rundt 200 ungdommer der.
And I was being as serious as I possibly could.
Og jeg var så seriøs som jeg bare kunne være.
Last year at the same event.
Siste året på den samme samlingen.
There were a group of like 20 youth speaking the whole time while I was talking.
Så var det kanskje en gruppe på 20 ungdommer som bare snakket under hele prekenen jeg hadde.
So I started off the message by saying this.
Og jeg startet budskapet med å dele dette.
And my grandfather right now is on his deathbed.
At min bestefar, han ligger nå på dødsleie.
He's going to die, there's no doubt about it.
Han kommer til å dø, og det ikke noe tvil om det.
And I have an opportunity to go home and to see him.
Og jeg hadde muligheten for å reise hjem for å se ham.
For him to hug me and kiss me and to tell me the last words he ever wants to say.
For at han kunne holde rundt meg og vise sin kjærlighet til meg og dele sine siste ord med meg.
But I'm here.
Men jeg her.
With you.
Med dere.
Because my grandfather knows that it's more important.
For min bestefar, han vet at det mer viktig.
I know that it's more important.
Jeg vet at det mer viktig.
That I'm here today.
At jeg her I dag.
To share with you the message of Jesus.
Til å dele budskapet om Jesus Kristus.
What he's done in my life.
Hva han har gjort I mitt liv.
And what he can do in yours.
Og hva han kan gjøre I deres.
After that, they were very quiet.
Etter det så var det helt stilt.
And I came to the end and I invited them to give their life to Jesus.
Og I slutten av budskapet så ga jeg en mulighet til å invitere dem om noen ville gi livet sitt til Jesus.
And around 70 of the children came forward to give their lives.
Og rundt 70 av ungdommene kom fram og ville gi livet til Jesus.
And I had the opportunity to speak to one of them.
Og jeg hadde mulighet til å snakke med en av de.
And you got to know that the whole time I was saying you have to give everything to Jesus.
Og gjennom alt det som vi delte så sa jeg at du må gi alt til Jesus.
So I sat on the stairs with this little guy.
Og jeg satt I trappa med en liten ungdom.
Maybe 12 years old or something.
Han var kanskje 12 år.
And I said, what did you think about what I was saying?
Og jeg spurte, hva tenker du om det som du har hørt nå?
And he goes, those were good points.
Ja, det var noen gode poenger.
And I said, well, what do you think? Do you want to give Jesus your life?
Og jeg spurte, vil du gi livet ditt til Jesus?
And he says, I don't know, that sounds scary.
Så at, jeg vet ikke, det virker litt skremmende.
To give him everything sounds scary.
Så å gi ham alt, det virker skremmende.
Maybe if I could give him just a lot, maybe 90%.
Om jeg kan gi en mye, kanskje da 90%.
And then for the next minutes, I explained about giving everything to Jesus.
Og de neste minuttene så brukte jeg tid til å undervise om det, å gi alt til Jesus.
Jesus doesn't want 90%.
Jesus ønsker ikke 90%.
He doesn't want 99%.
Han ønsker ikke 99%.
He wants everything.
Han vil ha alt.
And if you don't give everything,
og hvis vi ikke gir alt,
he doesn't want it.
Så vil han ikke ha det.
And this life you give over to him.
I det livet som vi gir over til ham.
It's actually full of joy.
Er fylt av liv.
In his presence is the fullness of joy.
I hans nærvær så det fylt av glede.
At his right hand is pleasure forevermore.
Og I hans høyre hånd så det velstand for hver enkelt igjen.
So I explained this to him.
Og jeg delte dette med han.
And I said, I don't want to pressure you at all.
Jeg vil ikke presse deg I hele tatt.
I don't want to force you to do something that you don't actually
want to do. Jeg vil ikke tvinge deg til å gjøre noe du ikke vil.
So, but I will give you the opportunity.
Men jeg vil gi deg en mulighet.
Do you want to give Jesus everything?
Vil du gi Jesus alt?
And he goes, I'll try.
Han sier, ja, jeg skal prøve.
And so we prayed.
Så vi ba.
And he gave everything to Jesus.
Så ga han alt.
And he wrote me this message.
Så sendte meg en melding.
He says, hey Troy.
Han sier, hey Troy.
I kind of feel like a stalker now.
Jeg føler meg som en som følger etter deg.
But that's not the point.
Det ikke poenget.
He goes, I remember you said to me.
Jeg husker at du sa til meg.
That if I wanted to follow God, I had to give him everything.
At hvis jeg ville følge Jesus, så måtte jeg gi ham alt.
And you gave me a couple of good tips.
Og du ga meg noen gode tips.
You said that I could read the Bible every day.
Du sa at jeg kunne lese Bibelen hver dag.
And that I can pray every day.
At jeg kunne be hver dag.
Well, I've done this now for the past 5 days.
Jeg har gjort det nå de siste 5 dagene.
And my life is amazing.
Og mitt liv fantastisk.
I want to thank you so, so much.
Jeg vil takke deg så, så mye.
I've experienced very bad things in my life.
Jeg har mange dårlige erfaringer I livet.
But after this, I feel like I've let them go.
Etter dette så opplever jeg at jeg har la dem slippe taket.
And I'm not thinking about them anymore.
Jeg tenker ikke så mye på dem mer.
And he goes on to say a few more things.
Og så sier noen flere ting.
And he says this.
Og så sier han dette.
I want you to know that when you go to bed.
Jeg vil at du skal vite at når du går og legger deg.
That you probably saved my life.
At du har kanskje reddet mitt liv. Amen.
I want to reiterate something.
Reiterate, re-say
something.
Ja, han vill dela något.
That this is happening in Europe.
Att detta sker I Europa.
In Norway.
I Norge.
There are many, many more stories I could tell.
Det många, många fler historier jag kunde ha fortalt.
But I feel like I'm going to get in trouble if I say more.
Jag känner att tiden springer ifrån oss.
I told everybody every night I spoke.
Jag har sagt det varje kväll jag har talat.
That God is inviting you into three different things.
Att Gud han kallar dig till tre olika ting.
He's inviting you to know God.
Han inviterar dig till att lära och känna Gud.
He's inviting you to love people with the love of Jesus.
Att han lär dig till att älska människor med Guds hjärta.
And he's calling you to open your mouth and to preach the gospel.
Och så kallar han dig till att öppna din mun och dela evangeliet.
So the question is today.
Så spørsmålet I dag
Who is the one in your life?
Vem är den ene I ditt liv?
That Jesus is chasing down.
Som Jesus nu efterjagar.
I know that there's many ones in my life.
Jag vet att det många en I mitt liv.
And I want to do this week.
Och jag vill göra det denna vecka.
I want to challenge all of us.
Jag vill utfordra alla oss.
To reach out to this person.
Till att nå ut till den ene.
Or these people.
Och till dessa människor.
To invite them to dinner.
Och invitera dem till fällskap, kanske middag.
To get on a phone call with them.
Till att ta en telefon.
And to show them the love of Jesus.
Till att visa dem Guds kärlek.
And the best way to do that.
Och den bästa måten att göra det på.
Is to tell them and preach to them the gospel.
Är att vara med och dela evangeliet med dem.
Tell them the good news of Jesus Christ.
Fortälla de goda nyheterna om Jesus Kristus.
That he's offering a way to no longer be enemies with God.
Och han tillbyr en möjlighet så du inte längre är I fiendskap med Gud.
He's offering you to lay down your weapons and surrender to him.
Han tillbyr dig att lägga ner alla dina vapen och överge dig till han.
And to come into a real relationship with the one who created them.
Till att komma in I en sann relation med han som är skaparen och han som skapte.
To the one who knows them the best.
Till han som känner dem allra bäst.
And who died for them.
Och som döde för dem.
And like I said, this is happening in Europe.
Och som jag har sagt, detta sker I Europa.
This happened in Norway.
Detta sker I Norge.
I was astonished every time somebody gave their life to Jesus in Norway.
Jag blev överraskad varje gång när någon gav livet sitt till Jesus I Norge.
I know the Norwegian people a little bit more.
Jag har lärt de norska att känna lite bättre.
And it's not a simple or small thing to say I'm a Christian.
Och det är inte bara en enkel fildning att säga att jag är en kristen.
It might be that way a little bit in some places in America.
Det kan vara det någon ställen I USA.
But when somebody says yes, I want to do that.
Men när någon säger ja, detta vill jag göra.
Then they actually mean it.
Så menar de det.
And so that one in your life.
Så den ene I ditt liv.
They're not too far.
Det är inte så långt undan.
They're not too sinful.
Ikke så lever så ut I synd.
They're not too much like the tax collector.
Er kanskje ikke likedan som skattholderen.
Or the murderer.
Or en morder.
For the shepherd to go and find them.
For en morder, en hyrde til å gå og finne dem.
But their shepherd is requiring all of us.
Men hyrden han kaller alle oss.
To open our mouths.
Til å åpne vår munn.
To use our feet.
Til å bruke våre føtter.
To use our hands.
Till att bruka våra fötter, händer.
To go to these lost sheep.
Till att gå till dessa förtappade får.
And to find them.
Till att finna dem.
So that's the challenge.
Så det är utmaningen.
To reach out to the one.
Till att nå ut till den ene.
To the lost sheep you can see in your life this week.
Till att nå den ene denna vecka.
And invite them to something.
Till att invitera dem in I något.
But most of all to tell them the love of Jesus.
Och fortälla dem Guds kärlek.
Let's pray.
Låt oss be.
Lord, we thank you.
Herre, vi takker deg.
That you have done so many great works in this world.
At du har gjort så mye storverk I denne verden.
You did them while you were here on this earth.
Du gjorde det mens du vandret her på jorda.
You did them while in the past, hundreds of years ago.
Du har gjort det I 40, ja, I de 100 årene, mange 100 år som ligger foran oss, bak oss.
And we hear We heard today, Jesus, that you are still doing those works
today. Og så hører vi at du fortsatt gjør arbeidet I dag.
In the hardest and darkest places.
I de mørkeste og vanskeligste stedene.
Going to the hardest and darkest people.
Gå til de hardeste og mørkeste stedene og menneskene.
So Lord, we pray for the lost sheep we can see in our lives.
Så når vi ber for denne ene tapte fåret I våre liv.
We ask Spirit that you would fill us now.
Så ber jeg at du fyller oss.
And you would push us into reaching out to them this week.
At du vil drive oss framover denne uka.
And would you do a great work in that person's life?
At du skal gjøre stort arbeid I den som vi møter.
To change their heart.
Forandre hjertene.
Be with us this week, Lord Jesus.
Herre, vær med oss denne uka som ligger foran.
Inspire us and keep these stories in our mind.
Inspirer oss, Herre, og la historiene være som en inspirasjon I våre liv.
And everything is for your glory, Jesus.
Og alt for din ære.
That you, the great shepherd, would be exalted.
Og at du vil bli æret.
We thank you, Lord.
Vi takker deg, Herre.
For everything you've done in this world.
For alt du har gjort I denne verden.
For what you did on the Carry the Love tour.
For det du gjorde på Carry the Love tour.
And what you're going to do for us this week.
Og det du vil gjøre denne uka.
In your holy name.
I ditt hellige navn.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to go back into worship now.
Mm.
And we wanted to pray for some of you.
Vi skal bruke litt tid I lovsang, og hvis du her som ønsker forbønn, så det også en mulighet for det.
If you want prayer for reaching this one person this week.
Hvis du vil ha forbønn I forhold til å nå denne ene personen denne uka.
Or just to pray for that person.
Eller at du skal be for den personen. Den ene.
Then Nick and I would love to pray.
Så vil Troy og Nick være med og be for dere her nå under lovsangen. Amen. Thank you.